Coming up on The Source, it's the smartest place in San Antonio, and it's celebrating its first birthday.
We are the coolest, hippest collaborative co-working space in the United States.
For the last 12 months, Geekdom has been busy creating local high-tech startups and creating the next generation of tech entrepreneurs.
So we've had over 50 startups start in the last year here, which is awesome. And we've also had 220 different events happen here. So that's almost one every other day.
Also, a local pre-K book series has become a national hit by tapping into San Antonio's bilingual and bicultural roots and art.
The mom, the parents can take these children to the SAMA and say, look, here's your book and here's, you know, tres. You know, they can actually see the artwork put together with the book and it all connects.
That's coming up on The Source, but first the news. This is The Source on KSTX, a product of the Texas Public Radio Newsroom. I'm David Martin Davies. San Antonio's Geekdom is a unique place where entrepreneurs, technologists, developers, and creative professionals work together to build businesses in the Alamo City. It's been going strong now for 1 year, and it has reached several major milestones. It's the largest collaborative co-working space in Texas, and Geekdom now ranks among the largest collaborative co-working spaces in the country. And in its first year, Geekdom has helped spawn over 50 startup companies. The mentor-in-chief and executive director of Geekdom is Nick Longo.
We are the coolest, hippest collaborative co-working space in the United States. And what collaborative means is that a normal co-working space will rent desks or they'll have community members. What we've done is we said we want to be tech-focused. So if you're in tech or want to be in tech, we're the perfect place for you. You have to give an hour a week of your time back to another member or do a workshop once a month on your expertise. And that's what makes it special.
This has become a hub of activity in San Antonio, people coming up with new ideas, new enterprises. It's creating a future for the city that other cities are just envious about.
Yeah, and you know, it's great because, look, we have 500 members right now. We're operating on 30,000 square feet, and we're adding another 15,000 because we're opening up the Open Cloud Academy as well. And what it gives our guys is the opportunity to talk to each other about new ideas. The ideation part here is awesome, and that's part of that collaboration. They bang into each other in the hallway. They say, hey, what are you working on? All of a sudden, they say, oh, I'm doing something like that, or hey, how about we do this instead? And then all of a sudden, they have a new idea. So we've had over 50 startups start in the last year here, which is awesome. And we've also had 220 different events happen here. So that's almost one every other day.
Now, we should mention that Graham Weston, one of the creators of Rackspace, is also one of the creators of Geekdom. How did it come about?
Well, Graham and I have known each other for a very long time. And I was actually the largest customer of Rackspace in 2000. And after I sold my company and retired a few years ago, we got together basically, and I ended up at Rackspace doing marketing for the Rackspace Cloud. Time goes on a little bit, and we see this movement towards incubators, accelerators, and co-working. So we said, you know what, how about we get on an airplane and we fly to some of these spaces and check out what they're doing? So we went to New York and California and Colorado and Milwaukee. We took those ideas on our plane ride back. He looked at me and he said, what would you do? And I said, I would make it a collaborative workspace. Because co-working itself, it doesn't work that well, because in a normal co-working environment, you'll have, let's say, a car insurance salesman sitting next to a hardcore Ruby developer or system administrator. They don't have much to talk about. This way, we have creatives and designers and coders and entrepreneurs all together in one space. And the requirement is that they actually have to work together and have to fill out an application to do that. And he goes, what would you call it? And I said, Geekdom. I actually said it that fast. And in the dictionary, it means a place where more than one geek hangs out. So it's where two geeks or more hang out together, basically. And so we got flew back to San Antonio, and I drove to Corpus, and it was about 5 a.m., and I start searching for the domain name. It's about 9 o'clock in the morning, and I call him, and I said, hey, I've been on geekdom.com, and he goes, me too.
So you bid against each other.
We bid against each other, and by the way, I let him win.
Good plan. And so, but people, the geekdom, some, you know, geek something used to have a negative connotation, but these are people that really love and get technology. And these are the people like Rackspace has created so many great jobs in San Antonio and has been a game changer for the city.
You actually just said one of the key words of geek, by the way. A geek isn't just tech. A geek is being passionate about something. You can be a music geek. You can be a car geek. You can be a music geek, okay? We're technology geeks. And everyone is passionate not just about the coolest, newest app, but about the coolest gadget and then how they can make it better or make something new.
This is not just for the seasoned pros like you who are, you know, have been in the tech boom since the very beginning, but also for San Antonio's next generation of entrepreneurs. What do you tell me about what you're doing with high school kids?
So what we're doing is we have a new program. We actually have a couple of new initiatives. So we have Spark Ed, which is for middle school kids, and we're working with 1,500 kids this year from 30 different schools. They come down every weekend to Geekdom. They learn how to build a robot, code a robot, and this is where it gets cool, market the robot, build a website for it, and sell it. And they do that in one weekend. So they get to go from ideation, hand coding, and actually learning how to sell and how to create a product, all in that one weekend. We're also about to launch, which we'll be releasing tomorrow night, actually. It's called Geek Bus, and we actually have geekbus.com for that. And Geek Bus will travel from school to school so we can scale not only the Spark Ed program for middle school, but to bring that to other schools and to do really, really cool technology science projects right in their parking lot.
Tonight is the one-year birthday of Geekdom, and we're going to be looking back at 1 year of innovation. And what are some other high points?
I think Techstars Cloud is a high point for us. Techstars Cloud takes about 35 people with 11 teams from around the country, and they come every year to Geekdom. So the second year is about to start in the first week of January. And they work on their startups for 3 months, and then they do demo day in the first week of April and raise millions and millions of dollars. So it's an awesome, awesome program. And we also run three-day startup programs here. So anyone in the public can participate in three-day startup or in startup weekend. So they can check our event calendar, you know, on our website for when that happens. But basically, over 3 days, you build a startup from beginning to end, and then you pitch on Sunday night after you're done. So it's very high octane Red Bull, and you stay up for basically 72 hours straight to create your startup with other people that you don't even know, and then all of a sudden you end up with great ideas.
So what's in the future for Geekdom? You're still growing.
We're still growing, not only by our membership. And, you know, look, it's awesome to have people like Grant, because at the end of the day, you have a benefactor who really believes in San Antonio and really believes in technology. So having membership here start at $50 a month is unparalleled in the United States. Okay? So we're building membership to teach and to mentor and to create that next future city. And we are really on the cusp of that. We have some really, really cool plans coming up, those are ones I shouldn't share yet, but they are going to be really, really epic.
So, I mean, I follow Geekdom on Twitter, and always such cool things going on there. I think everyone should follow what you're doing.
Absolutely. So if you want to follow us on Twitter, it's at Geekdom. And if you want to follow us on Facebook, it's Geekdom SA.
And this is all part of a commitment to keep San Antonio on the cutting edge of technology.
Yeah, and actually, I feel like we can take over.
Well, cool. Happy birthday to you guys.
Thank you so much, Dave. Have a good one.
Nick Longo is the Mentor-in-Chief and Executive Director of Geekdom, a San Antonio collaborative tech-driven workspace. For more information on Geekdom, visit geekdom.com. You're listening to The Source on KSTX, and there's still more ahead on The Source. It's a book about art for babies, and it's bilingual and bicultural, and it's a hit. We're going to hear about this local collaboration that created a baby art book series. Stay tuned. This is The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. A San Antonio-created series of bilingual and bicultural art books aimed at babies is selling so well that the creators are getting ready to produce more of these colorful little books. The Art Kid Books highlights the importance of art in early childhood literacy, and in this age of e-readers, the books are selling quite well all across the nation. The books are published by Trinity University Press in collaboration with the San Antonio Museum of Art and the San Antonio Library Foundation. With me in the studio to talk about the books is Tracy Bennett, president of the San Antonio Library Foundation, and Emily Jones, a special projects director at SAMA.
So the concept for these books is simple. We use a whimsical design featuring works of art from the museum's permanent collection to demonstrate to the very youngest of children basic concepts such as shapes, colors, numbers, and so forth, while we instill a love of reading and learning and of art.
Tracy,
yes.
Tell me about the role that the San Antonio Library Foundation is playing in these books.
Well, we're definitely 100% partner with Trinity University Press and the San Antonio Museum of Art. I guess it all started at our office when the Born to Read initiative had been, you know, in progress for 5 years, perhaps. And the Born to Read initiative is the foundation gives newborns in the city of San Antonio a book bag with two books in it, and one of them is bilingual. And so we were all brainstorming and thought, well, we should have our own book. And I think it was either Vicki Ash or Kay Lennox, who Vicki Ash is the children's librarian at the San Antonio Public Library, and Kay Lennox is the former president at the foundation. And one of them had the Metropolitan book, and it had all these beautiful pictures of, you know, artworks from the Metropolitan Museum of Art. And we thought, well, why can't we do this with SAMA? And so the idea was born then, and we went out for the funding, which the Sims Foundation stepped up 100%, and as well as others. So that's kind of how it all came about. And now we have three beautiful books.
And Emily, you were telling me that the Met, they're using this book and they're reordering it quite a bit.
So a few museums around the country have produced children's books focusing on works of art from their collection. But this one's really unique because it's bilingual and it's a board book. So it's really designed to be played with and enjoyed by the youngest of children. Mm-hmm. And we love the fact that we've seen the book be picked up by museums across the country. They're selling them in their own stores. The Metropolitan Museum of Art and the Museum of Modern Art are two of many that are featuring the San Antonio Museum of Art and the Library Foundation's mm-hmm. book in their museum store.
So this is a very San Antonio project. It's a combination of the San Antonio Museum of Art, also Trinity University, and the San Antonio Library Foundation, all you guys coming together. Why the partnership? Why did this take a collaboration?
The partnership has been really wonderful. So all three of the organizations do very different things, but it's been a great opportunity for us to come together and use our varied skill sets to produce something that's so special and unique in the marketplace for our local community and beyond. So Trinity Press has lent their expertise in publishing and distributing the book. The Library Foundation has been a partner in making sure that the book gets in the hands of every newborn in Bexar County through their wonderful Born to Read program. And then the San Antonio Museum of Art, of course, provides the content. It's the museum's collections that are featured in the books.
Also, Tracy, so what's the reaction that you're getting from people when they're seeing these books for the first time? And kids, what do they think about these?
Oh, my gosh. They squeal and just like, oh, they're so delighted with it. It's so brilliant. And when you look at other children's books, it's really got so much more content and so much more information. And the colors are just, kids really identify with art. And so I think what's so awesome is the parents can take these children to the SAMA and say, look, here's your book, and here's, you know, tres, and there's three, you know, flowers in this Monet or something like, you know, they can actually see the artwork put together with the book, and it all connects. And that's really special.
I've had a great time with my own children with the book. I have a 2-year-old, and so she's been reading 1-2-3-C, and now these two new books over the last year. And I can already tell when she comes to the museum, she recognizes some of the works of art, and seeing her engagement with the art after having been exposed to it in the book is really exciting.
Yeah.
You know, people are familiar, most people are, with a book that you would buy for a baby to introduce them into the concept of how to hold a book, what a book is, to look at the book and engage the child. So what makes this book special?
Two things make the book really unique. One is the fact that it's produced locally here in San Antonio.
Yeah, babies don't care about that.
Well, the other thing is that it's bilingual. I think it gives parents more to talk about. The content has various layers, if you will, of learning. So you can look at the pictures, you can talk about the colors, you can talk in English, you can talk in Spanish, you can ask questions about what the figures represented in the painting might be doing, for example. So there are a lot of learning points and talking points from the very youngest of children, from newborns all the way up through preschoolers. And the museum is built on the partnership by providing a variety of programs in the museum, so that our goal is that families read the books at home, learn to love them and enjoy them with their children at home, and then come as a family to the museum and see the actual works of art represented in the book in the galleries. And we have some programming that we've developed to enhance that experience. So, for example, we provide stroller tours once a week for caregivers and their children to travel the galleries and around the world at the San Antonio Museum of Art, looking for the objects that are featured in the book. And we also are providing play dates. So once a week, children ages 2 to 4 come to the museum for a play date, and they get to interact with other children, play in the galleries, and work on some art activities related to the objects featured in the books.
The objects that are at the museum that are featured in the books, of course, it's a multicultural demonstration of what you have at the museum, but also but there is certainly quite a bit of Latin American influences here. I think that's very attractive to parents who are, you know, bicultural and may want to, you know, make sure that they're providing that as well for their children.
One of the things that makes the San Antonio Museum of Art unique is our extensive collection of Latin American material. So, for example, we have a wonderful, vibrant collection of Latin American folk art, and you'll see these objects represented in all of the books that we've produced so far in the Arte Kids series. And we think it's great for families to grow with that understanding and acknowledgement of what they have representing the Hispanic cultural heritage here in San Antonio at the museum. So they play a big role in the books.
And at the end of the book, at the tail end of each book, there is like an index of each art item that tells you what it is. So this crawling infant from Veracruz, Mexico, this book of the Olmec culture, you know, it's there. You
and
know?
That's to encourage families to come find these works of art when they visit the museum. And one of the criteria that we used when we selected works about to be featured in the book was we wanted to make sure that we were selecting works of art that will be on view, so that when families come back to the museum expecting to see the 3 pre-Columbian babies, for example, they'll find them in the galleries and have that joy and satisfaction of recognizing them.
And I really have to give a shout out to Emily's the curators at SAMA. They were so cooperative, and they took it on as their baby. So, I think all of them have representation in all 3 books. And so that's really exciting to see, you know, staff just be so excited about it all. Not only SAMA staff, but Trinity staff and foundation board members are just over the moon with this book. Everyone loves it.
Our team at the museum usually focuses on scholarly publications and exhibition catalogs and things of that sort. So this departure into the children's book world has been a lot of fun for us.
And these books are, although it's a local project, this is not just selling here in San Antonio. This has become a national sensation. I mean, so it's being sold across the country.
Right. So first and foremost, we wanted to use this book project to reach the families in San Antonio as part of our overall outreach and education plans. But we're really excited by the response that we've received nationally and even internationally by book distributors for this product. Everyone's interested in the fact that it is bilingual, English and Spanish. And we're excited to expose the rest of the world to the wonderful cultural holdings of the San Antonio Museum of Art.
Now, I can remember children's books that I had as a child. I mean, those images are burned into my DNA. And I can imagine that any child that was being given one of these books and will be looking at these books over and over again for years, they're going to have that same impression that these iconic images, folk mask from Mexico, and some of these Oaxacan animals that are so whimsical, that's also going to be part of there. And it'll form their aesthetics.
We think that's wonderful. We're so excited for children to grow up learning to love the objects represented in the San Antonio Museum of Art collection. We think that that's a wonderful way to introduce the museum to young minds, to let them know that this is their museum and it's here for their learning, not only as children, but also as adults. So we look forward to getting to know these children through this book and then nurturing that relationship that is really a lifelong relationship.
And now you originally was three books, the colors, the shapes, and the counting. And now we're counting on an expansion of the series. So what's all that?
We are. The response has been terrific, and we have so much material at the San Antonio Museum of Art that we're looking forward to producing additional books to add to the series. So we're working on two right now. One focuses on animals and art, and the other one focuses on the themes of black and white throughout the museum's collections.
You know, and the thing is that I know with my family and books that we had, that you just love the books forever. You never want to throw them away.
No.
They're just always going to be maybe in the corner of the room, even when they go off to college.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And these books are built to last. That was one of our criteria when we were picking the paper and looking at how they would be designed. We wanted rounded edges, and we wanted a heavy, heavy, almost cardboard stock so that the books would be built to last.
We wanted the children to love them for their life, so the rest of their life. So that's why they're built to last.
Tracy Bennett is president of the San Antonio Library Foundation, and Emily Jones is a special projects director at the San Antonio Museum of Art. Together with Trinity University Press, they've produced a series of early childhood books that promote art appreciation with a bilingual and bicultural spin. You've been listening to The Source on KSTX. Wayne Coble is the TPR program director. Chris Udaly is our web producer. Paul Flav is in charge of TPR operations. We get production help from Catherine Dixon. I'm David Martin Davies. You can check us out online at tpr.org. The Source is a production of KSTX, Texas Public Radio.